Moses told the king, let my people go. The frogs, the lice and things, Pharaoh still said no. But the angel of the Lord passed by in the night to destroy each firstborn. He could only spare a life when he saw the blood, a picture of his son. And he looked down from heaven above in mercy, grace, and wondrous love for the ransom to be paid. A sacrifice was made, washed in crimson flood when he saw the blood. Abram took his son up the mountain of the Lord. Behold the fire. Where's the lamb? But they took God at his word, and the altar was prepared. In the woods was caught a ram, and Isaac's life was spared when he saw the blood, a picture of his son. Grace and wondrous love for a ransom to be paid. A sacrifice was made, washed in a crimson flood when he saw the blood. Father, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done. No other lamb would need. The sky grew dark, the thunder crashed, they pierced his hands and side. His blood was spilled on the ground, Jesus suffered, and then he died. And he saw the blood, it was his son. And he looked down from heaven above in mercy, grace, and wondrous love for a ransom to be paid. A sacrifice was made, washed in a crimson flood when he saw the
Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, I'm about tired. Anybody else tired? Amen. All right. If I fall asleep, preacher, just pray and close us in prayer if you would, please. Amen. I did say I'm going to be quick this one here. What I'd like to do, first of all, if you turn to Mark chapter number 10, please. Mark chapter number 10. I'll tell you what, that all the food was wonderful. That was good food, amen. And I want to thank you for those that made something. I appreciate that. Mark chapter number 10. I want to just take the opportunity to thank you for having me on this special occasion of 40-year anniversary. I appreciate that. It's an honor for me to be here. I do want to close this services today with one thing. One thing. That's the title topic. One thing. You see, you got a little. You thought, oh no, here. Oh great, one thing. No, one thing. We're gonna do a study on the one thing in the Bible. I do want to focus on one thing. I want to say this though, and just encourage you to maintain your priority. One thing in the Bible, in great measure, is a phrase that really emphasizes on priority. We all have many things that we have to do, isn't that correct? But there's one thing we need to keep at the forefront. Amen? And we got to be careful that the many things don't distract us from the one thing that we need to really focus on. Amen? And I want to just talk to you a little bit about that. Let me give you the first point. In fact, I have two points. Two points. Number one, and I want you to get this. Mark, we're going to look at Mark chapter number 10. And in a moment, we're going to just begin in verse number 17. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time here. But I want you to note this. Number one, if you will, there's one thing everybody needs to make a priority. And that is the salvation of God. Everybody needs to make that a priority. And my assumption is that I don't doubt that we're saved here today. Amen. If you're not saved, this would be a good time to get saved. Amen. No doubt about it. And so if this was an evangelistic meeting and a preacher said, look, we got a lot of visitors. We got a lot of unsaved people. We'd focus really big time on this. But I want you just to get the understanding of it. This is the one thing that everybody needs to focus on. Too many people are so focused on many things. They're going to skip out on this one thing. And for all eternity, they'll regret it. Amen. I want you to look with me, if you would, please, in Mark chapter number 10, beginning verse number 17. I want you to know what the Bible says, Mark chapter 10, verse 17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeling down to him and asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? If you go to the different text in the Gospels, you find out he's a rich young ruler. You put them all together. He's a rich young ruler. He comes to Jesus and he wants to know, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? See, first thing he got wrong was he thought that having eternal life had something what he could do. Amen. I think of the Philippian jailer who said, what must I do to be saved? And Paul told him, accurately, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You don't do anything to get saved. Jesus already did it. Amen. But nonetheless, I want you to look with me, if you would, in verse number 18. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. If you notice, Jesus basically told this rich young ruler, these different commandments. He only focused on the commandments that had to do with others. Obviously, this man was probably a good person. Obviously, he wasn't a perfect person, but maybe he had good relations when it came to other. That wasn't his problem. You notice the Lord left out the commandments that had to do with him and God. And I want you to note, look in verse number 20. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. In other words, he thought he was a pretty good guy. He did pretty much seemingly keep the commands in reference to his neighbors and to others. I've pretty much done all of this. Look at verse number 21. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him and asked him, and said unto him, one thing, there it is, one thing lackest thou, if you will, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up your cross and follow me. Now, Jesus was not telling him how to get saved. Amen. Jesus was basically putting a test to this man about where his God really was, where his love and loyalty really was. You see, the Lord Jesus didn't mention any commands, any of the commandments that had to do with thou shalt have no other gods before me and so on to this man. Because the Lord Jesus would challenge this man and bring him to the point where he would understand that his money was his God. How hardly they that are rich and they that trust in riches get saved. Amen. Because you got to trust in God. The Lord Jesus Christ told this man who seemingly had it all, one thing you lack. And that has to do with salvation. Amen. This man may have had great relations this way, but he didn't have a good relation this way. And that's the relation that counts the most. Amen. It's being saved and being related to God. As many as believed on him, to them received he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. There's one thing that everybody needs to make a priority. And according to the Lord Jesus, they need to be saved. Amen. The salvation of God. And that's not my focus this morning. Let me give you point number two. And here's where I want to focus for us this morning. There's one thing every believer needs to make a priority. You and I that are already saved, we don't need to make the salvation of our soul the focus of our lives. Now, I know that there are a lot of people who think they're saved, who some, as the preacher was talking about, Pentecostalism. A lot of Pentecostals believe that you get saved, but you got to live right to maintain it. And so they are focusing on trying to keep themselves saved. But I want you and I to understand, according to Scripture, we that are saved, we're kept by the power of God. Amen. Unto the day of redemption, if you will. Amen. We have the Holy Spirit. He'll never leave us. We got to be careful not to grieve Him. Amen. But the fact of the matter, our focus as God's people is not the salvation of God. Well, what is our focus, or what should our priorities be? And I'm glad you asked that, because I want to give you the answer. Look with me, if you would, in the book of Luke, chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. I want to give you very quickly three. It's amazing how we're talking about one thing, and yet there's three one things we need to focus on. Amen. Luke chapter number 10, if you would, please. And by the way, I know that these are basic things. These are basic things, but I'm going to tell you, there are too many Christians that are not where they ought to be, not what they ought to be, all because they leave out the basic things. Amen. You know one of the basic things that make people healthy? Water. The proper amount. Think about that. The proper, I read a statement one time. Somebody asked a 98-year-old doctor, you know, how do you live so long and so healthy? He said, here's my secret. 8 glasses of water a day. Now we know, basically speaking, we know water is healthy for you, and especially if you have the proper amount of health, it's good for your body. It's health for your body. These are basic things, but yet how many times do we find ourselves going throughout the day saying, man, I had a lot of coffee, no water. By the way, coffee dehydrates you. It doesn't add any hydration to you. Basic things. But what happens? We skip the basic things and we find ourselves not as healthy as we could be. And there's basic Christian things that you and I need to make a priority if we're going to maintain good health, spiritually speaking. Amen? Number one, I want you to get this, please. There's one thing that you and I need to make a priority. And let me give it to you. It's the Word of God. The Word of God has to be a priority in our lives, amen, on a daily basis. Would you look at Luke chapter number 10, beginning in verse number 38. The Bible says this, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her there. That she helped me. What an attitude. By the way, who was she serving? She was serving the Lord. What kind of attitude did she have serving the Lord? She got upset at somebody who wasn't serving as much as her. Amen? If you're serving the Lord and you're mad at other people, you got to be careful. You're serving maybe a little too much. Amen? Watch this now. So watch, look what happens in verse number 30. Where are we at? Verse number 41 says this, and Jesus answered her and said unto her, watch what he says, Martha, Martha. Did you ever notice that? He called her name twice. You know why? I think she was so busy, he had to call her twice to get her attention. Amen. Matter of fact, Saul was on his way to Damascus to persecute the church, and the Lord had to call him, Saul, Saul. Amen. And so what did the Lord say? The Lord said, Martha, Martha, watch what he says. Thou art careful, full of care, and troubled about, what's the next statement? Many things. Many things. We got to be careful. I read a statement where D.L. Moody, who was a great evangelist, he found himself starting to get involved in this ministry and this ministry and this ministry, and his main ministry of evangelism began to suffer, and he said, hold on a minute. I got to stop this. And he said, I got to focus on one thing in great priority that God's called me to do. Amen? Somebody said you could take a river and you can channel that river and you could cause that river to lead to great power and great fruitfulness. Or if you don't control that river can flow into many things and become a swamp. Amen? We got to make sure that our lives are not getting all crazy with many things, too many things that we're not fit to be what God wants us to be. Amen? You understand that? Hey, listen, we all got lists of things to do, but we got to make sure that these are on the top. This one thing I need to make sure. I got to make sure I'm focusing on the Word of God. Look what Jesus said in verse number 42. Here's the key verse. He said, Martha, Martha, you're troubled and about many things. And by the way, that's why you're kind of going overboard and you're getting anxious and you're getting mad at others. And verse number 42, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. She has chosen the one needful thing to sit at my feet and learn my word. And no, I'm not going to take that away from her. Amen? Oh, we need to make sure that our priority. Listen, the devil, it's not just bad things that'll take you away from this one good thing. Good things can. In the book of Acts, chapter number 6, when the church began to grow and multiply, and then there began to be some troubles, it was reason that the apostles who were ministering with the word and prayer not leave their word and prayer and go serve tables. God said, look, raise up 7 individuals. Let them do those things. You make sure you maintain priority. That's what God's called you to do. Amen? We got to be very, very careful, don't we? The word of God. Listen, one thing every believer needs to make a priority. We need to make the word of God a priority. Amen? Let me give you a second thought. Turn to Psalm 27 if you would, please. Psalm 27. You've heard people use the term, keep the main thing, amen? I say keep the one thing. We need to make sure that we as God's people, look, I'm already saved, thank God. But now as a Christian, the word of God has got to be a priority in my life, amen? I'm going to tell you, you know this to be true. The devil, what the greatest desire of the devil is to put a wedge between me and this book. To put a wedge between you and that book. If he, you know the old expression, sin will keep you from the book or the book will keep you from sin. Amen? The devil knows what the word of God can do. Why in the world do you think when the sower goes forth to sow the word, immediately the devil comes to pluck it up? He knows the power of the word of God and he wants to keep it from you and I, from getting in our hearts and in our minds. He knows what it can do. Amen? He knows the transforming work it can do in our lives, and he knows the salvation work it can do through our lives. Amen? And so we got to make it a priority. Every believer needs to make a priority. One thing, the word of God. Not only does the priority need to be the word of God, but let me just throw this out there. The house of God needs to be a priority to God's people. Amen? Not just the word of God. I got to make sure I'm in the book. I got to make sure I'm in the book. Give me this day my daily bread. Amen. Make sure I'm in the book. But I got to make sure the house of God is a priority to me. Look at Psalm 27, if you would. Look at verse number 4. Psalm 27, verse number 4. Look what David said. One thing. There it is. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Why? To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. David said, there's one great desire I have. I want to meet with God in the house of God. I want to see his beauty, and I want to inquire, I want to pray, I want to speak with the Lord. Amen. We need to make sure we make the house of God a one priority in our life. Amen. He meets with his people, doesn't he? And you and I ain't going to see him. We're not going to see the Shekinah glory, but we can see him. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. If you and I will live for God, we'll see him. We'll see him in his word. Amen. I like what it says in the book of Revelation, how John turned to see the voice. To see the voice. We see the voice in the preacher as Jesus Christ, the word of God, comes out. I see him. I see him in the sanctuary. Amen. Oh, we need to make God's house a priority. I'll tell you what, God's house being a priority, as we said earlier, it's the place where we're going to grow. Amen. I'm going to tell you something too. It's a place that sometimes we don't come in all together. But God gets a hold of our hearts and we leave put together a little bit better. I don't know if you recall Psalm 73 where Asaph was looking and lusting after the world. And then he said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I. And then at the end of the conclusion of Asaph, he said, it's good for me to draw near to God. They that are far from God are going to perish. When he was in God's house and he heard God's word, God got a hold of his heart. He said, my feet had were well nigh gone, if you will. I was almost gone, but God got a hold of me. Amen. It was in the house of the Lord. Amen. Every believer needs to make one thing a priority. Needs to make the word of God a priority in our lives. Need to make the house of God a priority in our lives. And let me give you the last thought. And I'm going to quit. Look at Philippians chapter number 3, if you would, please. Philippians chapter number 3. I told you I wasn't going to keep you long. Amen. Philippians chapter number 3. I just hope and pray it'll be a good challenge for all of us. Amen. I'm already saved. I don't have to worry about my salvation. Amen. But I want to make God's word in my life a priority. I want to make God's house in my life a priority. And then finally, I say this, Philippians chapter number 3. We need to make God's will a priority, the will of God a priority in my life. His will for me needs to be my priority. We all battle the will. We all battle the will. This is what I want to say. This is what I want to do. This is how I want to act. Amen? We all have a sinful nature still. Amen? And we all have that battle with the will. But we need to make sure that we live a priority as, even as Jesus battled in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen? And you and I need to make the will of God a priority in our life. And that's exactly what Paul the Apostle did. I want you to look with me if you would. Look at Philippians chapter 3. Just look at verse number 12 to 14 if you would. Philippians chapter number 3, verse number 12. The Bible says this. Paul said this. Not as though I had already attained. Either we're already perfect. I'm not there yet. But I follow after. You know what he's saying, right? He's saying I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not where I ought to be. But I keep on going, amen. I follow after, if that I may apprehend that, for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. That little tongue twister. And what he's saying is this, God got a hold of me. And I want to get a hold of him for the reason he got a hold of me. I don't know if you understand that. He didn't save you for nothing. He's got something for you and for me. And Paul said this, I know, by the way that Paul got arrested, read Acts 9. It's different, amen. God apprehended him. Jesus apprehended him, got a hold of him. And Paul said, I want to get a hold of what he got a hold of me for. What is it? His will for my life. I want to get a hold of it. That needs to be a priority of ours. Amen? I don't want to go through this life and end it saying I didn't do what God wanted me to do. It needs to be my priority. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Amen? And here's what he says. Look at verse number 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Look what he says. This one thing I do. Now, by the way, he's going to list a few things he does. But I get the essence of what he's saying. One thing I focus on is trying to be what God wants me to be so I can do what God wants me to do. Amen. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, have the same kind of mind. We're not what we ought to be. We're not where we ought to be, but let's not let that stop us. Let's forget the past and let's reach forth unto those things which are before. Amen. Let's get a hold. Let's reach the mark that God has for us. Amen. Let's focus on God's will for our lives. Everybody in this world needs to make the one priority, the salvation of God. But every believer needs to make God's word, God's house, and God's will our priority. And may God help us to do that so that we can get a hold of God's will for our life and do and be everything he wants us to be. Amen? Not just for our gratification, but for the sake of others as well. Amen? Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, thank you for your precious word. Thank you for just a few minutes, Lord, of just a challenge from this book, from your book, for our hearts. I understand, Lord, in great measure. Sometimes it's a simple thing. Okay, God's house, God's word, God's will. But yet, I tell you, the devil battles this with all of us. Oh, how many Christians are not where they ought to be, not what they ought to be, because of the basic things they've not made a priority. Lord, I know the devil, he dangles so many things before our eyes and tries to get us off with the lust of other things entering into our hearts and choking the word. He knows what he's doing. Oh, may we not be lured by the devil, but may we, as your people, may we have the Bible as a priority, the house of God as a priority, and your will for our lives a priority. I pray that you'll bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Another message could be preached. What keeps you from the Lord? What keeps you from the house of the Lord? And what keeps you from the will of the Lord?
Well, we let all kinds of stuff get in the way, don't we?
Yes.
We let it all we let it all get out, get in the way of us. The
doing those three things.
Which is the one thing.
One thing, three things. How many things did we get there?
You say, I'm going to read the Bible every day this week. And you get through Tuesday, and Wednesday comes along, and bang, something keeps you from doing it. And you say, I'm going to get to church all the time. And you do pretty good for a month, and then bang, you know, wow, I let that get in the way. And then the will of God. I know God wants me to do this or that. And there's just all kinds of things pulling at you, take you away. And you got a lot of other people trying to have their will with you.
Yes.
You got a boss, right? Some of you got a boss that wants to tell you what to do. He has a will. Some of you have family and they want to tell you what to do. Some of you have a spouse and the spouse wants to tell you what to do. But the one thing we need to do is the will of the Lord. The will of the Lord. We got to do it. All right. Well, wow. That's good. I had a good time here this morning. Yeah. Good fellowship. Good time with all you guys. Had a good meal there too. Now we go home and watch the Super Bowl. Oh no, that's next week, isn't it? Yeah. I messed up on that. I should have had that next week, right? No, I don't even care about the Super Bowl. That punch bowl was pretty good down there. All right. Let's take a love offering for Brother Renzi on your way out. Put something in the basket there. We forgot to mention that all day long. I guess that's my fault. But we'll take care of him and see what you can do about that as well. All right. Everybody got yourself a light and got yourself a bookmarker. And someone's flashlight already broke, so don't come to me and want a guarantee or a warranty with them. But I think one of the kids, I think he was just fooling around with it too much and caused it to break. But I think that's about it. Is there anything else I was going to do? Have that photo album in the back and the articles from the newspaper. Oh, the deed is back there. I know some churches burn the deed and stuff. Oh, I don't think I need to do that. I'll just hang on to it. Leave it behind. I'm going to leave it behind. And I don't care who gets it after we're gone. All right. Anything else that we need to say or anybody want to say anything or make sure what you say is all right. All right. any words of testimony or anything like that before we get out of here? Marge?
I just want to say thank God that you put those articles in the paper because that's what led me here to the church.
Yeah. Yeah, who else read those? Who else? Lance did?
Chris
Cobles. Cobles? You know what they were doing? They were going to a Pentecostal church. I was just fooling around there. And they couldn't stand it, all the jumping around and all the tongues and the healing and stuff. And for years they were like, this isn't right, this isn't any good. But they were reading our articles week in and week out. And she said, I would keep telling him, her husband, you know, we ought to go to that church. But years went by, till they finally did come. And now they can't get enough of it. So it's just wonderful. Wonderful. Anything else, honey? About Joe? No, I didn't say anything about Joe. He's got pneumonia. That's why he's not here. She was here by herself this morning. And he's got pneumonia. I think it's kind of like walking pneumonia now because he did go to work, but it's just really in there, you know, tight. I could tell it on the phone when I was talking to him. So the devil tried to mess things up here, but I don't think he succeeded. Yeah. But he'll keep on trying, I'm sure, till we get to heaven. Anything else going on? Any other word? Okay. Thank you for coming. Jason, I thought you were going to sing another song for us. Were you planning on singing? No?
I didn't have a plan.
Which one do you want to hear him sing?
How deep the Father's love.
Can you do that one? Well, the one he wrote. If you have to go home and it's late, go ahead. You know, I won't say a word about it. I understand. But we'll just listen to Jason sing a little bit here before we go home. You'll have to rescue the paper. It's been a real blessing to have my son singing over the years. And, you know, he learned the piano, and he had a teacher who was trying to teach him to play the piano. And finally, after about, how many years, honey, before he stopped? 8 years. And the teacher, who was a Christian woman, finally said to my wife, you know what? I can't teach him anymore. I can't teach him anymore. He has his own way of doing it, and he can still play something from music and that, but if he just hears a song, then he can play it with all the extras that you need in there. So it's a talent that has been given to him by God, and I'm proud of it because I'm his father, but I just think it's really been great what God has done in our church here with music, especially over the many years. So, you about ready?
I'll have to sing it off the phone.
I can't think of anything else good to say about you. So,
if I stall a little bit.
You got it there? Which one are you going
to... How deep the Father's love.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? I listen to the words on this. This is really great. Great song. How deep the Father's love for us. Start it over a little higher.
No power, no wisdom.
I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Giving us a record of all that you've done for us in your word. And then thank you for the witness that you've given to us by thy Spirit in our very beings. And the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And so we go away from here having celebrated our 40 years, but thankful that eternity lies out ahead for us. And it's all because of the blood, because of what Christ willingly did on our behalf. Help us to share this wherever we go. Help us not to forget to open our mouth and speak for the Lord. Help us to live godly and holy like we've been encouraged to do here today through the word and the sermon. And just help us to be a good Bible-believing, good testimony church to this whole area. And may we reach more people with the gospel. May we also reach Christians who may be floundering around out there. May they find their way here, like some have already, as we talked about today. May they find their way here and together with us serve the Lord until He comes for us.
Yes.
So keep us safe as we travel home now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.